It's getting better. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. If it was a rough week, the weekend is within our grasp. Ooh, isn't that exciting? So coming up in this hour of ATN, it's always about the numbers, isn't it? Of course it is. And we got lots of numbers for you, including, by the way, a new phone number. Have I said that? Let me give you the number. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney is always thrilled to be the skipper of this ship. And there is some nasty, nasty, choppy water that we're going to navigate. A lot of it has to do with the photographs that the Los Angeles Times published. Now Hamid Karzai, as predicted, is saying, ooh, time to get out of the country. How about a quicker handover? We're ready to roll. Our troops are ready to take over and hand everything back to the Taliban. No, I'm kidding. But he used the opportunity to say, pretty much, get out of the country and don't let the door hit you on the way out. I've never really understood the Karzai thing. I think he is riddled with corrupt people around him. It's all about that and nepotism. And the last election, could it have been more rigged? Give me a break. So Karzai is what we're stuck with. And at this point, if Karzai says, why don't you leave? I think we take the cue and we leave, honestly. Especially since the more that happens and the more hate propaganda toward our soldiers that is in Afghanistan, that is being circulated all over the place by Al-Qaeda, by Taliban folks, by anybody who wants to get rid of the West, I think it puts our soldiers in extremely dangerous situations. Not that they're not already in those situations, but it ups the game. It ups the hatred, the involvement, the potential for riots. I'm not going to be shocked when I wake up on Saturday and we hear that there's some riots outside of Kabul or somewhere else. It wouldn't be surprising to me. I just hope we don't hear about some soldiers being hit in retaliation for what happened in these photographs back in 2010. The Los Angeles Times, other than a handful of shows, is pretty much getting a pass if you think that the Times was wrong in publishing the photographs. You're kind of alone, because in a lot of other nooks and crannies, the idea that they publish them is acceptable. I said that the editor or publisher would wrestle with the idea of, okay, if this soldier wants to be anonymous, he comes here, he's got these pictures, tells us about the unit, tells us what happened, says that he can't live with it, wants it out there, thinks that there needs to be better security, better leadership, and this is why he's doing it. Just the reason sounds so murky to me. But, I mean, murky in the sense that obviously he's dealing with his deployment and the things that he saw and how awful it was and all that stuff. But as a whistleblower, he is now destroying the careers of whoever's in the photographs. Now, you might be listening to me and saying, who cares? They should be destroyed. Get them out of the military. Boot them. Make them pay the price. Get them out of there. And that could happen. Clearly, you can see the faces of many of them. They're not hiding their faces. I think it'd be very easy to identify these paratroopers from the 82nd Brigade. I don't think they're going to have a hard time figuring out who's who. But are any of them still serving? Are some of them not serving? Yeah, there's your question. The ones who are serving, they're going to be grilled because there's an investigation. And they're going to have to, come up with something. I say come up with something. They're going to have to come up with answers for what happened back in 2010. By the way, I want to throw this out there, too. A Black Hawk helicopter crashed in Afghanistan. There were four people on board when it did. And, boy, you hear about this a bunch. They were in the out in the rural area, out in the Helmand province when it went down. And then the question is, how was that, you know, how did it crash? The number of people and the cause of the crash, not too clear at this point. They say there was some bad weather happening when it went down, but they can't rule out enemy fire, any kind of enemy action at this point. Last year, a military helicopter was brought down in eastern Afghanistan. And remember how awful that was? 38 people were on board. U.S., Afghan troops, 17 were part of the Navy SEALs unit that killed Osama bin Laden. And there was lots of questions over that. In January, there was a helicopter accident that killed six people of the international military force in Afghanistan. So they're still trying to figure out why the Black Hawk went down. And they're not getting any definitive answers yet at this point, but it's pretty close to what happened the other day, a couple days ago. And so it certainly makes you wonder if this is part of getting back. Who can they bring down? How can they, you know, bring some soldiers down as a result of what happened in the photographs and the photographs that are now everywhere. Everywhere you can possibly imagine, you can find those pictures. Very, very predictable. And the Karzai response was predictable, too. This is the 82nd Airborne 4th Brigade Combat Team. I want to make sure I got that right. Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And it's worth mentioning this again. During this deployment, it was a year-long thing. They lost 35 guys. At least 23, 24 were killed by suicide bombers or IEDs. So the thought is, okay, well, the reason they're celebrating is these bombers blew themselves up and they had to go and investigate and pick up the parts, basically. So why shouldn't they be there reacting the way they did after all the stress that they've been that they've had in their head? All right, I see some people are trying to get through. If you want to weigh in on this, please do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. New phone number. I know we're getting used to it. A lot of you have sent me notes about that, but I feel like we're going to pull through. We're going to make it. I know it. And this show, besides talking about what happened in those pictures and what the retaliation factor could be and whatnot, we'll kick it around politically. The biggest talk on the Republican side is who's going to be on the undercard for Mitt Romney. Where should he look? Should it be Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, Jersey Governor Chris Christie? A lot of people like both of those guys, even though they both say they don't want it. It's a lot different when a lot of people approach you and you get swept up in the excitement and where's your political future going, and especially Rubio. Rubio and Christie really are at the top of the list, but they keep saying they don't want to do it. They want to stay where they are. Stay where you are. We'll talk to you next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
But not in this situation in Afghanistan. U.S. troops posing with body parts of Afghan bombers. It's set off a firestorm in the Middle East and elsewhere. It has led to the president, Hamid Karzai, saying, get out. He didn't quite say it that way. He said in a much more polite way, basically, we're ready to take over. Our troops are ready. And this happened on the heels of some other things happening, and we think it's best if we take over. But Ryan Crocker, the ambassador to the U.S., who did some pretty brilliant things in Iraq, actually, and was asked to help in Afghanistan, is once again on the ground and trying to do what he can there. But this has got to be frustrating for him, because he was the guy who 6 months ago was pushing to spend more resources, expend more, in Afghanistan, and to consider staying longer. 2014 can't come soon enough. How will this war go down in history? As a failure? As a necessity? As the biggest waste of our time, and sadly, too many of our soldiers' lives were lost, limbs were lost, families were blown apart as a result of this, and will ultimately go down as the beginning of really talking about post-traumatic stress syndrome relating to the military and the effect that seeing the atrocity of some of the things that they've seen, the effect that it has on your psyche. If you want to weigh in, of course, on any of this, you can, 855-266-KATE. It's always good to throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-5283. If you've listened to the show at all, if you've ever heard me do a show, you know that I always talk about polls, because I think you can tell a lot by polls. If you got to think of this, I know a lot of people say, oh, polls are slanted one way and they're slanted the other, and you're right. There are polls that are absolutely slanted. But there's a reason polls are done, because they're gathering information and using it to pinpoint certain things that are important when you're running for whatever office. And if polls were not accurate at all, then nobody would be paid to do polls, and they're paid usually, some of these companies like Gallup, they're paid really big money to do that. So the president and the pretty much all but certain Republican, presumptive anyway, nominees, Mitt Romney, and they've done survey after survey after survey after survey after survey. But CNN does this thing called the Poll of Polls, and what they found in the Poll of Polls most recently, I mean recently, this just came out Thursday into Friday, the CNN Poll of Polls shows that on average 47% of registered voters in the 6 surveys say they back Obama. 44% back Romney, the former Massachusetts governor. This is now, remember, his second time around doing the dance for the White House. So Obama's 3-point margin over Romney is less than the sampling error, so it's a dead heat. Then statistically, that's what they call a dead heat. Does it feel like a dead heat to any of you listening? Boy, I've talked to, maybe it's that I've talked to so many people, it's black and white. They know exactly what they want and who they want. Period. And they're not vacillating. They're not going back and forth like they're running for office and they just flip their decision over. I was Democrat, now I'm a Republican, because it's better for me to run that way. Or I do believe in gun rights when it's convenient. I do believe in health care when it affects my state. So you get my drift. Polls are there for a reason. Polls mean something, or who would pay for them? If it was just lousy information, who would pay for it? The announcement by Santorum that he was suspending his campaign is really the moment when Mitt Romney had permission to put on the gas, and he has. And they're moving from, the Republicans are moving from a primary fight to a general election battle. So even though you still got Newt Gingrich and Congressman Ron Paul hanging around, he is the guy. If you twist the numbers any way you want to, but I don't see how you twist them into it suiting which way the wind is blowing in your world. Just to throw it out there, the 6 surveys are from NBC, Wall Street, Quinnipiac University, and CBS, New York Times, also CNN, ORC, and Reuters, and you may throw in one or two other news organizations for good measure, but that's what we're talking about here. It's interesting how doesn't it come back to the media? Doesn't it come back to the temperature they keep taking every half hour to see where you're at? Who are you voting for? Where are you at? Are you going to actually show up at the polling place? Have an alternate place that you can go to. Oh, hardly anyone will be there. It'll be like heaven. You'll whip through the line. I'd love to see that number. Speaking of numbers flipped, I'd love to see that number flip over where more people are trying to vote and they can't even get in the polling place because everything's closing down. They're so concerned about who's doing what, and if nothing else, with what's happening in whatever state they're from, they don't want to just be served up whoever it is that's the flavor of the year, the flavor of the month, the flavor of whatever. But they want some say in it. Yeah. So Romney is the presumptive guy, and Romney talked about the fact that Obama just isn't the guy. Take a listen.
By his own measure, he has failed. He has not created more jobs for the American people. He hasn't, and I will.
So much of the fight is over jobs, is over, were jobs created? Did we miss something? How come people feel like there weren't jobs? What is he talking about? Or everyone I know on my block is looking for a job. How come they can't find a job then if there are so many jobs? The problem with the whole jobs category in general is, and all of you know this, so it's not a big old lecture here, but there's the professional job you have, whether it's driving a truck and you're making good money, or working as a builder, or working as a college professor, or working in a myriad of other things, versus part-time, versus making really nothing an hour with the promise to make much more money. So it's hard to measure the results against people you know. And it's also hard because of what the number represents. How much of that have you taken out for all the gazillion things that you have going on in your life when you have actually 5 minutes to spare? You have to squeeze every second out of your day, and boy, it makes a difference. Yeah. Our Congress has 9% approval ratings. 9%. That's crazy. Crazy not good for him, certainly. Condi Rice is making news as maybe being the person on the undercard. And I think she'd be good in so many ways if she would accept, but I don't see her accepting. I don't think so. I think she'll stay away from the fray and not put it out there, because she keeps getting asked all the time, is she going to run? Oh, we need you. Will you run? And it's not helping. And she's not the one. She's not the one. Chris Christie keeps saying, not me. I love being the governor of New Jersey. I still have things left to do. But I'm not so certain. He's just playing coy with the media. It's not going to be announced anytime soon, however, unless we're surprised and somebody completely emerges, which could happen. We've been left out of the personal loop for a long time. That's what they do. Okay, you're following us on the trail. You are shut out now for the next couple of days. We have serious things to get to, including We Can Count. That's where we're headed next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Ah, who doesn't like Johnny Cash? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How many years ago was it when they did that movie? I love that movie. I thought it was great. And Reese Witherspoon, as his wife, did an excellent job. But it turned me on to, I don't know why, maybe seeing the movie turned me on to learning more about Cash and his music. And I really like a lot of his old stuff, to be sure. All right, we're talking about a whole bunch of things here, and we're waking you up. Wake up, America. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Stop whining about the new number. It's easy. Even Dale in Illinois has memorized the bloody thing. Hey, Dale.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
You wrote it down.
Hey, did you have your spouse in studio last segment or so?
I did have him in studio. Yes, I did.
Boy, sounds like a nice person. I'm glad he's not working at that, you know, diner down in Oak Cliff, that 24-hour diner.
Yes,
good.
Thank you.
You know, I can hear it in your voice, Kate, about Afghanistan. Maybe you don't want to say it. Maybe you have said it. Even considering the amount of treasure we've lost in young men and women and money, when the president of a country tells you that they want you to leave, I think we ought to leave.
I do, too. Get out of there now. I agree.
I don't know how else to put it. I don't know what Karzai's game is. I sure don't trust him anymore. Not that I ever did. But, you know, the Australians are leaving. The UK is leaving early. So what the hell are we doing?
I agree with you. I think it's a blunder. It's a mistake. Why should we stay there and risk more lives? Because it would be a miracle if right now, starting right now today and to the end of 2014, no Americans lose limbs or die in this so-called war. I agree. He says get out. Hey, how did I put it? I said you don't have to let the door hit us. Yeah. Why does the door have to hit us on the way out? Just leave. Yeah. Just go.
I think it's, well, I just don't see how you could look at it any other way.
I don't either. I don't see how anyone could call the show and say, no, we need to stay. We need to be invested there. We need to help the people. And, you know, maybe it's the people who lose in the end because some of these soldiers have great hearts and you talk to enough of them and they feel good about the people they've helped. Unfortunately, it's going in the wrong direction and it has been for a long time and now it's just cycling out of control. There's no reason to keep deploying.
Well, I don't know how stable the government is. You know, we've done a lot of things to help the women of Afghanistan.
Yes.
To give them a sense of some economic and political power. And I'm not sure that's going to stay if we don't stay there. That's one of the big tragedies that bothers me about this of getting out is that all the gains that women have made being part of the power base of the government and their economic situation, you know, not even talking about religion, Kate, but when your husband tells you you can't go 6 feet from the front door, I don't know. That's just...
It's wrong.
Yeah. How else do you put it? I don't know.
Wrong.
There's... What a society that we're dealing with. But anyway, I hear you. Let's hit the road.
Yeah, let's hit the road, Jack Dale. You and I are playing on the same team, definitely. Thanks for the call. Have a fabulous weekend. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I know he's not the only one out there alive and thriving. If you want to throw in your two, please do. They're calling it the Taliban trophy shots, published in the Los Angeles Times. The damage is done. The photographs were taken on two separate occasions. It happened in February 2010 when the soldiers were called to a police station and following a suicide bombing. And then a few months later, the same platoon went to the morgue after three insurgents accidentally blew themselves up while preparing a roadside bomb that would have killed our soldiers, NATO soldiers, would have killed somebody that was trying to help the people there. So on both visits, the soldiers were supposed to get fingerprints, that's why they were there, of the dead for a database that was being maintained or is being maintained by the U.S. And it happened during a year-long deployment. 3,500 of the 82nd Airborne 4th Brigade Combat Team, they lost 35 of their guys, including 23-24 to suicide bombers or anybody that might have gotten hit by the IED, so you can imagine how they feel about it. Now you got this other soldier who's a whistleblower, takes the pictures to the paper and says that, you know, explained what the pictures were, but said that because their buddies had been blown up by IEDs, they were sort of celebrating. And he said he went there because he didn't think it was right. He thought there wasn't great leadership, and he wanted to expose that. Well, I guess a lot of people are going to be exposed because I looked at the pictures, and there are a lot of people you can see, a lot of different paratroopers. So, like, one is posing with a hand of a corpse resting on his shoulder, and so now they're released. They're out there. Everybody's, like, Ryan Crocker, the American ambassador, saying they're repugnant, and the Pentagon says that the soldiers' conduct was inhumane. The White House says it's reprehensible. And, of course, are you going to come out and say, wow, boy, those photographs? Of course not. So I had a couple of things on this one. You have an anonymous soldier. I mean, who's the person that, I don't know, so who's the person that goes and does that? And I know there are a lot of people in the media that think I am nuts for saying that It's wrong. It needs to be exposed. This is why we shouldn't be there, and why are we doing this, and all these other things. And of course, it's not great to see these photographs. Of course it's not. Of course it's embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing for those guys who were blown off massive steam because, frankly, they had the blood and the brains and other things all over themselves of their friends. I can't even think of in my mind what that would be like to be in that situation. And you are so close. The good thing about being in the military is the saying of, you know, you never leave a guy behind. You always have your brother's back. So you know it. You live it. It's the mantra. You have each other. That's what you're counting on. And when something horrible happens to the people you're serving with in those conditions, it has to jack with your head. It has to. Even the strongest of the strong. And then to go in and to be able to say, you know, woohoo, there's the bomb maker. Looks like this is the guy who killed three of my buddies and his legs on one side of the room and whatever. But you get my drift here. And it's unfortunately what's happening, what's going to happen now because the soldier went to the paper and you have these graphic pictures. If some of these people that he served with are still in the military, which many of them might be, they're going to be gone. And they may end up being prosecuted with a military court. Who knows what's going to become of that? In fact, that probably could happen. So we haven't heard the last of this. This is just the very, very beginning of it. And this is certainly different, by the way, because I've gotten some notes about this, from a soldier going, leaving the base, being also allegedly half out of his mind because of what happened to him in an explosion, and killing kids or some of the other things. So this is a little bit different. And what's going to happen as a result of it, I don't know. And I'm certainly hoping nothing. So we've talked about this a bunch. The only thing that I think is really new and really interesting is the fact that Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, says pretty much leave. I've seen the pictures, and I think you should leave. So why are we there helping this president line his pockets and supposedly help his people? Why do we continue to do this? He said things. He's come back and said a few interesting things in the past, so it's not shocking that he would say it, but when he says the only way to put an end to such painful experiences is through an accelerated and full transition of security responsibilities to Afghan forces, he's saying that. He's saying get out. And they tried to get the paper not to publish them, but they couldn't dissuade them, so they published two of the pictures. One showed the soldiers holding up the severed legs of a bomber and giving a thumbs up. The second, a paratrooper posing, as I just mentioned, with the hand of a corpse that was pretty much looked like it was resting on his shoulder. So you get the drift. And this weekend, if you at all wake up in the morning on Sunday, maybe you're going to church, maybe you're making some pancakes, drinking some Joe, whatever, and you flip on the tube and you kind of flip around and do that Sunday, I call it the Sunday swirl, because you want to know what's going on, you want to hear what the responses are to things, and this will be absolutely featured on no matter what cable network you tune into, they'll be talking about it for sure. They'll be talking about it in some form. You wouldn't believe what Leon Panetta is spending of your money to fly back home to the West Coast. That's all part of We Can Count, and that's next.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, costing us in his flying. How much is he costing us? Well, since he became Secretary in July, he's flown home to spend time at his farm in Monterey. He's flown home since July of last year, 27 times. He is required, because of post 9/11 department rules, to travel on a military plane with communications equipment, which defense folks have estimated costs something on the order of $32,000 for each round trip to Monterey and back. The rules pretty much require Panetta to compensate the taxpayers for the cost of a commercial flight, so the ticket would be about $630. But the problem is he has to, this is what is put in place. He has to do this. So the cost of all the trips is $860,000. That seems to be the magic number. It was about that same number that was quoted for all the extravagance of the GSA in the money that they blew on that Las Vegas conference that they had in 2010. Panetta, I've heard, though, has apologized, saying that if he had it his way, he wouldn't do that. But then the questions arise about the costs of flying home to see his family. I mean, there's a joke in this, but he's flying home to see his family and look after his walnuts, pretty much. That's what he's doing, as he said he has a farm. So the House Armed Services Committee will question Panetta on that, I'm sure, because the hearing for the hearings really was really for Syria, but you have to think, I mean, you got to think that one of the things that would be front and center for Panetta is how, why is he flying back 27 times? And he does say that he regrets that it costs so much that the taxpayer has to pick it up, and a taxpayer would have to pick up those costs with any Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense, which is how it goes these days, thanks to what happened on 9/11. And then the other thing, of course, that Panetta was asked is, because this happened on Thursday, was asked about the steps for the Secret Service, the people that were there with the prostitutes, and how they would be punished. And you can be sure that pretty much anyone that they nab is done. Also, he's asked about the timing of bringing troops home in 2014, and what they have now is a large chunk of the troops, 30,000 of about 100,000, home before the fall elections. The rest would leave in 2013 and 2014. Of course, that depends on NATO allies. Many of them are pulling out, and who's in and who's out in Afghanistan. I say it's time to fly, because of all the heat that now is going to come down and is coming down on Afghanistan. I just hate to think of anyone being in, any of our soldiers being in harm's way because of that. I mean, really, I do. Good place to take a break. We'll jump back to a couple of other week counts, but let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
Hi, Kate. You know me. I got to shoot my mouth off about women in combat.
Oh, I was waiting for you. I knew you had an opinion about that because, you know, the Marines are being forced to have women in this program because of Congress saying, oh, you have to be able to do that. You have to have them there taking the course. And the Marines are saying, we don't know where they're going to end up. We don't really know if they're going to be on the front lines, because they would have to be able to do so many things to make that possible even.
Well, I've said this before. Women, just by anatomy alone, do not possess the upper body strength to compete with men as a whole. And I said this 40 years ago, Kate, when I was in law enforcement, when women thought, oh, woo-hoo, hot doggers, you know, went through all that big ego thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of them died because, why? They couldn't fight. And when I tried to institute a program that women need 1 year minimum, which is not much, of martial arts, just to help compensate for their lack of fighting abilities, I got slammed, and, of course, the National Organization of Women hounded on me. Yeah, it was in the newspapers. And I didn't care. But nonetheless, I took 11 years of karate, and I proved myself. But when I have a son in the Marines, friends who have sons in the Marines, I'm very concerned. And this is nothing against a woman's capabilities.
Right.
Because even I know my limitations, and I knew them 40 years ago. And I knew that there were places I did not belong as a female. Even though I proved myself and gained acceptance in law enforcement, because I could literally outshoot all my counterparts in my department. I mean, I just aced in our qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went through OCS, here's the deal. You have to carry a rucksack. Marines carry what is known as an Alice pack. And those suckers, if you're out on an extended patrol, which five days to a month, you're going to be carrying 75 to 100 pounds on your back. That's not counting your weapon. And I know this because I carried 75 pounds on my back going through OCS, and we had to run 15 miles. That was just part of our training. And thank God I was in good shape then. But women today are whinier. They really are. And not all women. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of fine women serving, a lot of tough gals out there.
Right.
But the majority, it is not toughness. They simply want to do it to say, I did it, and by God, because I'm a female, I can do it. And that's wrong. You're putting your male counterpart at danger because literally a female cannot carry that much weight on her back for extended periods of time. And let's not forget, women go through a monthly cycle. That
right.
is so not pleasant out in the terrain and the conditions that our troops are forced into. And plus, latrine duty. You
mm-hmm.
know, we have to start separating genders here. And that puts an imposition on the males. I mean, come on, let's face it. Males are constructed to where they can just whip it out and urinate
yeah.
anywhere.
Right.
Women cannot do that. So we are putting genders together in tight, tight situations that ought not to be. And then you get into the sex issue, too, which is going to happen. I mean,
right.
it happened in Iraq. It's
yep.
happened in Vietnam. It happens on bases.
Right.
So my opinion is the Marines are fools, sad to say, because this should not be happening. And it's no offense to the stellar women that I know are serving. None whatsoever. But physically, we do not belong. It's just that simple. And I've been there and I've done it. So I know what I'm talking about. And I think it is wrong to put males in further jeopardy because a lot of men will be men and they will consider, uh-oh, I got to go watch out for the little lady over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, that has no place in a combat zone. It has no place in war. And women need to understand we don't belong in every single job capacity that is out there. We just don't. I mean, come on, let's face it. We don't have always the physical
mm-hmm.
attributes that men do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times we need to say, no, let's find something else.
Yeah, well said, Izzy. I agree with you. And you know, you went through what you did as a police officer and what happened there. And ultimately, I think that's why the Marines are trying to step gently around it, saying, oh, yes, they're open to the courses to say, listen, this is what you have to do, and to show people who take the course just how difficult it would be to be in that situation, because you don't want to really endanger the female or endanger the male in some really rough situations. How big of a man can you carry on your back should they be shot? All those kinds of things certainly come into play.